Good morning, you're through to Jamie at MMA Legal. How can I help?
I got a call from you, so I don't know who you are.
Right, can I just confirm who I'm speaking with?
No, really, because the news called me.
Right, bear with me one moment. Is this Mr. McWilliam?
That's correct.
Hi, Mr. McWilliam. This is Jamie from MMA Legal. It's in relation to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Yes. Bear with me. Just before we continue, I just need a complete date of protection. Can you please confirm your date of birth?
13/10/70.
And your postcode?
FY29SH.
That's absolutely perfect, Mr. McWilliam. Just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Just bear with me one moment. I'm just going to take a quick look at your file and see who it was who attempted to contact you, okay?
Right.
One moment. Hi, Mr. McWilliam. Thanks for that. Yes, so it was my colleague, Leah, who attempted to call you. So it's in relation to a data subject access request we've submitted. One of them needs some further information just so they can identify the correct records, see if they hold any information on you. So can you recall your address prior to be entering into care?
Yes, it was the same address all the childhood. My family still live there.
Right. And what is that address?
13 Glebe Crescent, Auchin Cairn.
What was that, sorry? Something Crescent?
Glebe. G-L-E-B-E.
13 Glebe Crescent. And have you got the postcode?
I think it's DG712D.
Let's have a look. And did you say that was in A?
No, Auchin Cairn.
How am I spelling that?
A-U-C-H-E-N-C-A-I-R-N. It's 13 Glebe Crescent, Auchin Cairn, Castle Douglas, Kirkcudbrightshire, Scotland.
Right, let me have a look. I'm just trying to locate that address. Is that Castle Douglas?
Yes, it comes under Castle Douglas, yes, Auchin Cairn.
Perfect, yeah, I've got that. And then following that, obviously you couldn't live in Blackpool on 16 Wilshaw Road. Have you lived in any other addresses prior to the Wilshaw Road address?
Yes, but as an adult.
Yes, and so this is in relation to Police Scotland and any records they may hold on you. So, is there multiple addresses? Can you recall any of them at all?
For anything to do with Police Scotland, it's all 13 Glebe Crescent.
It'll all be 13 Glebe Crescent. Right, that's absolutely fine, Mr. McWilliam. What I'll do is I'll pass this back on to my colleague, Leah. She'll return to Police Scotland. We'll give them that information, and hopefully that's all they'll need to identify and provide the relevant records. Is that okay?
Aye, because the police, when I was... Oh, God, I think I was 18. I was in a young offenders institution in Scotland. And Dumfries and Galloway CID came to visit me to ask me if I wanted to get involved in the case against the children's home.
Right.
You know, so they already had me. They came to see me.
Right, so they should have some relevant records.
Aye, because they shut the home down. The home was shut down because of the abuse.
Right. Okay. Leave it with me then. As I said, I'll go back to Leah. We'll go back to Police Scotland. Hopefully, they'll have enough information now. And then it probably will be a few more weeks before you hear from us with a more substantive update. Is that okay?
No worries. I was going to say Police Scotland should know me. They were never away from my door.
Right. Okay. Perfect. We'll go back to them. We'll provide that information and we'll be in touch. Okay?
Right. But what I wanted to say was, no, I had been in a bit of trouble when I was younger. No. When I left here, that'll not affect me, will it?
No. So the scheme's obviously discretionary in nature. There's only two. It's extremely violent crimes such as rape or murder,
Oh, no, no, no,
which
no,
can
no.
impact any award being made. But as long as there weren't any of those offences, then
Oh, God, definitely not.
it shouldn't have any bearing on the application, Mr. McWilliam.
Right, no worries. Thank you.
Great. I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.